This is the Music History Today podcast for March 25th. On today's show, Zane breaks hearts, carpool karaoke debuts, and two Rock and Roll Hall of Famers are born. First up, though, on this date in 1939, Billboard magazine started their country music chart. At the time, it was called the Hillbilly Music Chart. In 1957, Elvis Presley bought Graceland Mansion. In 1958, Ray Charles recorded the song Georgia on My Mind. In 1960, Roy Orbison recorded the song Only the Lonely. In 1961, Elvis Presley gave a performance on the USS Arizona at the Pearl Harbor National Memorial in Hawaii. In 1967, The Who performed in America for the first time. In 1969, John Lennon and Yoko Ono began their bed-in for world peace in a hotel in Amsterdam. Also in 1969, Judy Garland played her final concert. In 1974, Barbara Streisand started recording her album Butterfly. In 1983, the Motown 25 Yesterday, Today, Forever concert special was held. It would air on NBC television a couple months later and turn Michael Jackson into a megastar. Also in 1983, NXS played in America for the very first time. In 1986, Guns N' Roses signed a recording contract with Geffen Records. In 2003, Celine Dion started her Las Vegas residency at Caesar's Palace, which started the current Vegas residency craze. Also in 2003, singer Royston Langdon married actress and also the daughter of Steve Tyler of Aerosmith, Liv Tyler. In 2006, Darla Perlozzi of Cowboy Crush married musician Timmy Lee Patterson. In 2015, after doing an unofficial carpool karaoke with George Michael some years before, late night TV talk show host James Corden did his first official carpool karaoke on his talk show. His first guest was Mariah Carey. Also, in 2015, Zayn officially left One Direction, signaling the end of the group and also breaking millions of hearts everywhere. In classical music, in 1946, Igor Stravinsky premiered his Ebony Concerto. In theater, in 1961, the original run of Gypsy closed on Broadway, and in 1976, the revival of the musical My Fair Lady opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on March 25th, in 1951, Guys and Dolls was the big winner at the Tony Awards. In 1972, Luxembourg won the Eurovision Song Contest. In 1973, A Little Night Music won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. In 1974, Loretta Lynn and Charlie Rich were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. In 1991, Dances with Wolves won Best Film Score at the Academy Awards. In 1999, Lauryn Hill was among the big winners at the Soul Train Music Awards. In 2001, Bjork wore her infamous swan dress to the Academy Awards. In 2018, Gord Downie of The Tragically Hip won Artist of the Year at the Juno Awards. He had passed away the year before. Also at that very same ceremony, Stephen Page played with his former band, the Bare Naked Ladies, for the first time in 9 years. Albums that were released on March 25th include in 1963 when the Beach Boys released Surfin' USA. In 1966, Billy Preston released The Wildest Organ in Town. In 1968, Stevie Wonder released his Greatest Hits album. In 1970, John Cale released Vintage Violence, and Jimi Hendrix released his album with the Band of Gypsies. In 1972, The Kinks released The Kink Chronicles. Also in 1972, Deep Purple released Machine Head, and Jesse Colin Young released Together. In 1974, Earth, Wind & Fire released Open Our Eyes. In 1975, John Cale released Slow Dazzle. In 1976, Paul McCartney and Wings released Wings at the Speed of Sound. In 1980, Triumph released Progressions of Power. In 1981, Devo released Devo Live. In 1982, The Church released The Blurred Crusade. In 1986, Joe Jackson released Big World. In 1991, The Cure released Entreat. In 1993, Shakira released Peligro. In 1994, Power Man 5000 released True Force. In 1996, Leader Kinney released Call the Doctor. In 1997, the Notorious B.I.G.'s album Life After Death was released 16 days after he was shot and killed. Also in 1997, Daft Punk released Homework, Dinosaur Jr. released Hand It Over, Machine Head released The More Things Change, and Matthew Sweet released Blue Sky on Mars. In 1998, Simple Minds released The Early Years 1977-78. In 1999, Slick Rick released The Art of Storytelling. In 2002, Iron Maiden released Rock in Rio. In 2003, Linkin Park released Meteora. Ringo Starr released Ringo-Rama. In 2005, the Jerry Garcia Band released Pure Jerry, Merriweather Post Pavilion, September 1st and 2nd, 1989 to 2005. In 2008, the Counting Crows released Saturday Nights and Sunday Mornings. The Raconteurs released Consolers of the Lonely, and the B-52s released Funplex. In 2013, Iron Maiden released Maiden England 88, Simple Minds released Celebrate the Greatest Hits, and the Eagles released the studio albums 1972 to 1979. In 2014, Jack Bruce released Silver Rails, and in 2016, Judas Priest released Battle Cry. Singles that were released on March 25th in the UK include in 1977 when Elvis Costello released Less Than Zero. Meanwhile in America, in 1967, Neil Diamond released Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. In 1969, Elvis Presley released How Great Thou Art. In 1974, The Carpenters released I Won't Last a Day Without You. And also on that same day, Linda Ronstadt released her version of the Everly Brothers song, When Will I Be Loved? In 1990, Alabama released Pass It On Down. In 2005, Jack Johnson released Sitting, Waiting, Wishing. In 2013, Ariana Grande released The Way. And in 2016, Zayn released She. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 25th include a couple of Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. First off, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Aretha Franklin. Also, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Sir Elton John. Also celebrating birthdays on that date, rapper Big Sean, rapper Ian Dior, producer Ryan Lewis, composer Bella Bartok, rapper Trueno, rapper Juvenile, singer Melanie Blatt of All Saints, singer Kathy Dennis, rapper Young Kwan, Joe King of The Fray, blues guitarist Jeff Healey, guitarist Bonnie Guitar, rockabilly singer Johnny Burnett, country music singer Peggy Sue, guitarist Brinsley Schwartz, Michael Stanley of The Michael Stanley Band, keyboardist Bob Ezrin, bassist Nathan Watts, Steve Norman of Spandau Ballet, Baz Warren of The Stranglers, singer Catherine McPhee, Ally Michalka of Ally and AJ, country music singer Hoyt Axton, singer Buzz Osborne, singer Sadako Pointer, musician Johnny Pachenko, musician Ronnie McDowell, Christian music singer Jason Castro, singer Anita Bryant, and guitarist and songwriter Omer Fetty. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 25th include composer Johannes Rachel, who passed away in 1766 at the age of 26. Composer Constantine Rendell passed away in 1799 at the age of 60. Composer Colestin Jungbauer passed away in 1823 at the age of 75. Composer Alexis Gerard passed away in 1852 at the age of 73. Composer Joseph Rummel passed away in 1880 at the age of 61. Composer Ruperto Chappi passed away in 1909 at the age of 57. Composer Claude Debussy passed away from cancer in 1918 at the age of 55. Composer Ian Otescu passed away in 1940 at the age of 51. Jazz drummer Big Sid Catlett passed away from heart issues in 1951 at the age of 41. Composer George Foote passed away in 1956 at the age of 70. Jazz clarinetist Fud Livingston passed away in 1957 at the age of 50. Composer Emerson Whithorn passed away in 1958 at the age of 73. Jazz trombonist Tom Brown passed away in 1958 at the age of 69. Pianist and songwriter Billy Mayerl passed away in 1959 at the age of 55. Composer Giorgio Gandini passed away in 1965 at the age of 72. Conductor Renato Cellini passed away in 1967 at the age of 54. Bandleader Billy Cotton passed away in 1969 at the age of 69. Organist Anton Heeler passed away in 1979 at the age of 55. Conductor Walter Sukkind passed away in 1980 at the age of 66. Orchestra leader Felix de Nobel passed away in 1981 at the age of 73. Pianist Eileen Joyce passed away in 1991 at the age of 78. Pianist Lee Don passed away in 1991 at the age of 96. Singer and actress Rocio Durcal passed away in 2006 at the age of 62. Country music singer-songwriter Buck Owens passed away in 2006 at the age of 76. England Dan Seals of England Dan and John Ford Coley passed away from cancer in 2009 at the age of 61. Drummer Taylor Hawkins of the group The Foo Fighters passed away from an accidental prescription drug overdose in 2022 at the age of 50. And organist Daniel Chorzempa passed away in 2023 at the age of 78. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 26th, when in 1827, classical composer Ludwig van Beethoven passed away at the age of 56.